You're listening to Ask a Black Doctor, Friday Facts About COVID-19 featuring Dr. Bukasi Dubé. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. for a half an hour as we discuss issues surrounding the current pandemic, vaccines and distribution, dispel myths, provide facts, and address concerns. We'll also be providing updates about COVID-19 vaccines and discuss how we can build a better culture around Black health. Episodes will be available wherever you listen to podcasts, so head on over to thenumbers.fm for the link to the show. Now let's jump into it. Welcome to another episode of Ask a Black Doctor with Dr. Bukasi Dubé. I'm DJ Ambush. The world's opening back up. It's officially open. We're back.
Man, it's scary. Yeah, I don't know if everybody's ready for this.
I'm not. Doc, I'm not. Last weekend, I went to one of the nightclubs that I used to DJ at. I actually went there to grab some food. Mm-hmm. And so they had outdoor seating because that's what, you know, everyone's been, you know, that's the adaptation most of these establishments have had to do. So there's outdoor seating, jam-packed. The weather's beautiful. Indoor, all the restrictions are done, so all the indoor seating was packed. The line to place an order was wrapped around on the inside of the venue.
Damn.
And as I entered the venue, I put my mask on. Actually, I put my mask on at the car and started walking, you know, through the outdoor seating to get inside. And everyone's just looking at me weird because I am literally the only person in and out of the establishment with a mask on. And I'm just going to be, you know, the odd man out wherever I go.
You know, that's a very smart thing, right? Because you don't know you don't know why people are wearing masks. They could be immunocompromised for all you know. And if you're immunocompromised, you're better off wearing a mask all the time,
right?
Regardless of whether or not you're vaccinated. So it's hey, more power to you. I still do the same thing when I go out to the grocery store, when I'm out and about and there are a lot of people in the crowd. The crowds are large or in indoor spaces, I'm putting on my mask. I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah. I mean, there are far less lethal things to catch than COVID. I don't want to get any of it. Like, I don't want any of it. But let's talk about these variants, right? I did want to get that story out initially just to get people to understand. Maybe you might have felt like that one person is like, I'm just going to leave my mask in the car. I don't want to look weird. No, man. Do whatever you feel that makes you feel safe and secure for you and your family when you're out here, because there are variants at play. We've been talking about the Delta variant for the last couple of weeks. President Biden made a plea to the nation earlier this week, asking people not to let your guard down. You know, let's still make sure that we're being socially responsible with the way that we engage with each other. You know, when possible, of course, socially distance. Let's wear some masks, make sure you're washing your hands, all of the good stuff.
Yeah, totally. So this whole mask wearing thing right now, at this point, yes, the CDC has come out and said that if you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear your mask indoors or outdoors. And they recommend that people who are not vaccinated or not fully vaccinated wear their masks indoors. Mm-hmm. As you may have heard, the World Health Organization came out and said, everybody should wear masks, especially indoors, because it's a safe thing to do. And with this new variant, this new more deadly variant, the Delta variant, people are better off protecting themselves.
Right.
It goes back to this risk analysis, right? In the US, we're more likely to take risks than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing this discrepancy between what the World Health Organization is saying and what the CDC is saying. So it's the rest of the world where they don't have as many vaccines available to them, they are still a little bit more cautious, which is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Whereas here we value autonomy, individual autonomy, at times to the detriment of the good of society. But that's what we value as a society, and hence we're willing to say that, well, the CDC and the OHA is willing to say that fully vaccinated people do not have to wear masks at all.
We've been talking a lot about the COVID, I mean the Delta variant. Have you heard word of any other variants that are popping up after the Delta variant? I know with the one that preceded this was what, the B111?
The B117, which is
One
also
seven.
called the Alpha variant, and that was initially discovered in initially popped up in the UK. So that's actually a very good story, right? When we talk about the Delta variant, people forget that what preceded this was what we thought was going to be really, really bad for all of the world, and it was bad, right? But the fact that we now have, and I'm talking about the B117. The fact that we now have an even more highly transmissible variant, the Delta variant, and more actually causing more sickness and as a result more death, is very, very concerning. You can't talk about the Delta variant without talking about other variants that came before it. And to your question about are there other variants that are popping up out there. There probably are, right? As what happens with nature is that it is always trying to come up with the newer and better version of itself to survive. And that's how mutations occur, and that's how variants come into being. And so what's happening now is we've talked about this. People may have heard me talk about the race between, mankind, us trying to vaccinate as many people as possible, and the virus trying to mutate as quickly as possible to escape the
Eradication.
defense mechanisms that we've come up with that include the vaccines.
I remember some of our earlier conversations. You made the joke that the variants, but the virus itself, it doesn't get tired. It's like we've gotten tired of the pandemic. The pandemic has not gotten tired of us. It doesn't need sleep. It doesn't need to stop
No, it
and eat
does
and catch
not.
its breath.
And it does not care who you are, right? It man, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you're conservative or liberal, whether you're black or white, it cares not, right? It will, if you're the right host, it will cause a lot of problems for you. So hey, get vaccinated as quickly as possible. A friend of mine said this over the weekend that, hey, what we should be saying is, hey, newsflash, there's this new Delta variant that's killing a lot of people, that's getting a lot of people sick and hospitalized. If there was ever a reason to get hospitalized, now is the time.
To get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated now. Yeah, yeah.
So we did talk about, some of the aspects of the Delta variant, especially it being 50% more communicable or contagious, that it does come with more harsher side effects. I think one of the things we want to constantly make sure we're mentioning to people, yes, people are surviving COVID. They are surviving with different treatment methods, but this particular variant comes with more harsher side effects. And even some of these survivors, there's a percentage of these survivors that have long-term, lifelong, side effects that they now have to deal with. Could you speak more to that? Like some of the additional side effects, some of the things that are different with this particular variant?
Well, so we talked about how it's 2 times more transmissible than the original strain, right? We have alluded to the fact that it causes more illness, it causes more sickness than the original strain. So currently, people who are hospitalized, I'd say in the last month or so, 99% of people who have been hospitalized have been hospitalized due to the Delta variant. And so it's causing more sickness. And of course, even if you don't end up dying from this, which most people won't die from it, you could still end up with other things that are problematic for the rest of your life, like injury to your lungs, injury to your heart, the foggy brain that everybody's talking about. All of these things are part of what's called the COVID long hauler syndrome. The chronic fatigue, the tiredness, the generalized weakness, it's happening and it's real. I was just talking to a patient yesterday, actually. She's in her late 50s and was saying that, she got COVID back in April and has not been the same ever since then. Mm. And it's this long haul syndrome, right? That if we don't get vaccinated, we are going to be you're essentially putting yourself in harm's way by not getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And not just yourself, so, you know, people around you.
Precisely, right? Do you want to be the one that brings COVID back home to your loved ones? You want to be the one that brings COVID to your grandma, to your grandpa, to your uncle, your auntie, your parents?
Yeah.
Don't be that person.
And your kids now, because with the Delta variant, from what I understand, this hits younger generations more effectively than the previous variants, correct?
Precisely, man. I'm so glad you bring that up, because what we're seeing is younger kids getting sicker than early on in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And this is because of the Delta variant. So we need to be very, very cautious and very mindful. So when I hear you talk about how you went out to this club where you used to DJ in a mask, I'm so happy to hear that, right? It's the right thing to do. You're not only protecting yourself, right, but also protecting your immediate family, your kids.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man.
I'm actually booked to be back there actually DJing a set on the 23rd, and I'll be wearing a mask the whole time. Like, I'm not playing these games. Now, is it possible? I remember early on in the pandemic, we were seeing less cases of kids infected. Is it possible that even back then, the kids that were being infected were getting early exposure to a variant?
It is quite possible that kids when may have gotten COVID-19 and did not get sick as most adults did. Mm-hmm. And so the original strain was probably, well, we know that it was a weaker strain than than these new variants, right?
Right.
Hence, we didn't see as many kids getting sick, and now we're seeing a whole lot more kids getting sick. The other thing is, elderly folks whom we prioritize in vaccination showed us that vaccines work, right?
Right.
Because we're not seeing a lot of elderly folks getting sick from this, right, or dying from this, because we vaccinated them. So we know that these vaccines work, and they work really well.
You used a particular descriptor just now, weaker strains, and I wanna hold on to that for a little bit, because I think there's a certain way that these conversations need to be framed, not only to just give us a better idea of just biology and how science works and virology and all of that, but I guess to kind of simplify it, just so we have an understanding of what we're actually dealing with. You said the earlier versions were a weaker strain. We've talked about how these mutations are happening because the strain is trying to survive. So with each new mutation, these are mutations that are happening trying to navigate the vaccine, trying to navigate whatever protocols we put in place. So we are like, I think for some of us, there was some detachment that we're dealing with a living thing. This is a living organism that is actually fighting us for survival. So as we're getting new variants, these are actually technically stronger variants. It's trying harder and harder not to be eradicated. And simple things that we can do on our part can be extremely helpful in protecting us as a community. And when you talk about these long-term effects and how this strain is much more, much more impactful on us, I would hate to see what comes after this. If we don't do a good enough job trying to stamp this out.
That is very true. That is very true. So the more this virus is around, the more people are infected, the higher the chances that there will be a new mutation that could cause a whole lot more problems. We're already seeing that. We've seen this happen over and over again. This is the nature of all living organisms. They're always right. trying to get better, always trying to improve on the previous versions. So it's only a matter of time before something else pops up. And the only way to crush it is if we get people vaccinated. And what we forget as a country is that, yes, we may have done a good job getting to, we haven't quite hit 70% as a country yet. In the state of Oregon, we have hit 70%, right, of people having at least received their first dose. But we still have to have the rest of the world catch up to us, because all these variants are popping up in parts of the world where they haven't had as many vaccines mm-hmm. as we have. Mm-hmm. And we do not live on an island. We do not live in an island that's blocked out from everybody else, right? You think of Australia. Australia is a very good example. Mm-hmm. They haven't very wealthy first world country, right? They blocked out, because they're an island, they essentially blocked themselves out such that nobody could come in whenever they had issues. And they had very strict protocols where they could shut things down, etc. And that worked for a while, and they didn't prioritize vaccinating folks. Mm-hmm. But right now, as is always the case, there's people travel from one place to another, and someone is going to bring it in. And someone did bring in the Delta variant, and now they're seeing a lot of problems.
Yeah.
They're having to shut places down. Yes. So, which tells us that, hey, vaccines work. We need to get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a race that we're running. This is a relay race. And if we're not careful, we can be outpaced, because it's not going to stop. And I understand we're not saying this to induce fear. We're just trying to bring understanding around what it is that we're dealing with. No different. And we use this comparison, pretty much for the majority of our episodes, but no different than the flu. You know, you're used to the flu. You're used to the flu being here every year. You're used to flu season. It's just a part of, you know, the way we are, the way we're existing right now. So it's the same thing we should expect from COVID. But understand, unlike the flu, the side effects are much more harsher, and there's a lot more at risk. As you start talking about other countries and their numbers and what they've been doing, other countries are part of our conversation now because everyone's traveling. We're back. People are taking trips. Vacations they didn't get to take last year, they're back on it. They're really excited. Everyone's booking flights to go everywhere they can. How do you feel? What recommendations do you have outside of what we already talked about? You know, wear a mask when possible, you know, indoors. Would you also suggest wearing a mask while traveling, you know, whether you're on an airplane or a bus?
Well, so traveling is good. It exposes people, right? When you encounter people that see the world differently from you, you're more likely to be more understanding. You're more likely to be more open-minded. Mm-hmm. Having said all of that, right? When we travel, we also get exposed to other variants that are out there. Mm. So it is a safe thing. I know that airplanes, you're still required to wear a mask when flying. To this day, all airlines are requiring masks when people are flying. And some places like Hawaii, starting tomorrow, you're no longer required to test for COVID-19 if you're vaccinated.
Okay.
To fly into Hawaii. And other countries are doing the same thing. The UK is going to be doing that, and other international destinations are going to be doing that as well. So, and there's this whole idea of understanding that vaccines work. And the sooner we're all vaccinated, the better we'll be in the long run.
Right.
So if you're out of the country and you're visiting folks, you're going on vacation, wear a mask. Practice good physical distancing. Practice good hand hygiene. Those are the best mitigation factors, along with getting vaccinated.
Yeah. So, yes, vaccines work. We do keep hearing about breakthrough cases. Situations where people are vaccinated and they're still contracting COVID-19. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so that's actually a very, very, very good question. So breakthrough cases occur when a person tests positive for COVID-19, at least 14 days after getting their final dose of the COVID-19 vaccine series. So if you're getting the Johnson and Johnson, it's 14 days after your shot, or if you're getting the Moderna or the Pfizer, it's 14 days after your second shot. So these are incredibly rare, for one. Two, people who get breakthrough cases typically they don't get as sick as people who have not been vaccinated, which speaks to the fact that it's these vaccines are safe and very, very effective. So I sound like a broken record, but I gotta say it again, you gotta get vaccinated. It may happen. It's incredibly rare. It's very, very rare, but you are protected in that you will not get hospitalized and you will not get very sick after getting vaccinated.
We spoke. We touched back on the politicization that took place very early on in the pandemic, and it's how some of that's still playing out today. I definitely heard during one of the political shows that I watch on YouTube, heard a caller reference that the vaccine isn't effective. People are still getting sick, and I think it's always important to have context, you know. What percentage of people are still becoming ill after being vaccinated? Did they already contract the virus between the first and second shot? Did they already contract the virus maybe a day or two before the vaccination? Can you speak to how that works? Like, how do we get breakthrough cases where someone may not have tested positive for it before? Got vaccinated, but maybe somewhere within that 14-day span, something happened, and it now they have COVID.
So a breakthrough case occurs when you are fully vaccinated. It's 14 days after you're fully
After.
vaccinated.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is incredibly rare. There are some people who are unfortunate who will get COVID either in between their first and second doses
Okay.
of the Moderna or Pfizer, or before their 14 days after getting their second shot. Or their first, or their Johnson, or their Johnson and Johnson. So that is quite possible because your body hasn't developed all the antibodies it needs to protect you from COVID-19. So essentially, you are like somebody who has not been fully who's not vaccinated prior to that 10 to 14 days when the body needs to generate the antibodies that eventually protect you.
Okay. So it's important that we keep reminding people, yes, go get vaccinated, get your shot, but it's not over. The work isn't done once you get your shot. The work is done after that 14 days. Like, don't just get your shot and run around without a mask on and just think that you're good to go. There are steps that you need to keep in place until you've built up enough antibodies where you're ready to go. You talked about the national vaccination rates. We talked about the vaccination rates here in Oregon. Let's speak more specifically about the vaccination rates here in the Black community, Black and Brown community. I know our numbers are not where they need to be. Has there been any significant improvements since the last time we talked?
Well, so the numbers are coming in. So we spoke last week and we're talking about how we haven't even cracked 50% in the Black community, the Black and Brown communities. And that's quite unfortunate, right? Yes, we can talk about why that is and why knowing that Black and Brown people were dying and getting sicker at much higher rates than Caucasians from the beginning of this pandemic, why they were not prioritized. We can talk about that, and that's for another day. Mm-hmm. There is also the issue of systemic and personal racism that people mm-hmm. face that has dissuaded them from getting vaccinated. People, I'm sure you've heard people talk about the Tuskegee experiments.
Of course.
The stories of Henrietta Lacks, people have talked about J. Marion Sims, and most recently, the story of Dr. Susan Moore, who died in Indiana because she wasn't getting the care that she needed. So these things are still happening, and they unfortunately do not persuade people to get vaccinated.
Right.
So I think what needs to happen going forward is recognize that the max vaccination sites served a great number of people, and they missed a lot of people of color.
Yeah.
And now we need to meet people of color wherever they are. So if they're going to visit their doctor, their primary care doctor, primary care provider should talk to them about, hey, we have vaccines available. Let's vaccinate you. If churches are where people are and we need to meet people, we need to meet people where they are, let's go to churches and vaccinate them there. Barbershops, beauty salons, you name it. House parties or block parties. Now that when the summer people are having barbecues, we should be going out there with mobile vaccine units and vaccinating people. I like what the REACH program with Tamika, Multnomah County, that what she has done, essentially doing that, going out and meeting people where they are. That's phenomenal. I bow down to Tamika because she is very community minded and she recognizes what needs to be done. And the state needs to provide more resources for her and her team to do this.
Yeah. Shout out to Tamika Brazil and Taylor Ford and the whole REACH team. We are partnering with them. When you hear this podcast on Friday, you'll still be in time to be able to come out on Saturday and join us outside of the Portland Art Museum from 1 to 8 this Saturday. They'll be out there. REACH will be out there. There will be a mobile clinic for anyone that has not gotten vaccinated yet. And they're offering support. It takes time out of your day. Maybe you have to work. Maybe there are, some other things that you need to do. So they are offering financial compensation for those people, for people to come out and become vaccinated. So please, please make sure you come on out this Saturday. We'll list all the many different places we'll be popping up with them. So you can take advantage of these opportunities. We have enough vaccines to go around now. We put information, I put Dr. Dubé's information in our last episode. I'll include it in this episode too, in the description. So are there any other people out there that are having events, or if you are a community-based organization and you guys are doing weekly or, have some gatherings coming up, because everyone's doing gatherings now. The weather's great. Everyone's back outside. Please feel free. Reach out. This will be of no cost to you. They will come out to you. They will make sure people have the information they need and have the ability to be vaccinated on the spot.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that's very, very important. There's also another, there are two other events coming up this week. There's one tomorrow with Urban League of Portland. Mm-hmm. We'll put this information up. Unfortunately, by the time this airs, this event will have passed, but it's organized by Lamar Tillman with Urban League of Portland. It's the Youth and Family Vaccine Confidence Conversation. That's happening tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, there's an event that's put together by Lance neighborhood, and that's happening from 11 to 2 p.m. People will be
Perfect.
getting vaccinated there. There will be incentives for getting vaccinated. There will be food and you name it. I'm going to attend this Lentz event, and from this Lentz event, I'm going to go out to the Portland Art Museum and join the numbers folks at that event as well.
Excellent, excellent. So you guys heard it. There are many different opportunities. Please spread the word. Have conversations in your community. Have conversations with your family members and your friends. Make sure everyone is vaccinated. And if they have any, concerns or fears or inhibitions around having it done, the information is there. We can give them the information. You can have them listen to the last couple episodes of the podcast. Maybe some of their questions will be answered there. So that's the other thing. Tune into the podcast. We are, we're airing weekly on the numbers. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll never miss an episode drop. All right. We hope to see you out there, safe, distanced, vaccinated with the mask, washing your hands, doing all the good things you're supposed to be doing. Dr. Dubé, any words to close us out?
Hey, so I just want to say that, thank you very much for that. I just want to say that if you have difficulty getting to appointments, you can call 211 to vaccine appointments. You can call 211 to get assistance. They will provide a ride for you to get to the clinic or to get to wherever you need to go to get vaccinated. Or they can actually, the 211 folks or the REACH program can organize someone to come and vaccinate you at your house. So it's very, very important that we get this we get Black folks vaccinated. It's very, very important that we get brown folks vaccinated and that we protect each other. So get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
All right. We will catch y'all next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to Ask a Black Doctor, airing every Friday at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. right here on The Numbers. If you missed it, you can find the link to the full episodes on our website at thenumbers.fm. You can also subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms. Be sure to rate and leave a comment. If you have questions you'd like answered on future episodes, you can submit them through our website or the link in our bio on Instagram and Twitter.